It's all about him, brothers and sisters. It's all about him and his love for us. Jesus says, come. Come to the water. Stand by my side. For I am the living water. Stand by my side. I know you're thirsty. You won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. He died for us. Thank you, Lord, on that cross. I have a lot of scriptures this morning. I'm no preacher. But I have a lot of scriptures I want to share with you today on the Word of God, the power of the tongue. We have the Word of God. We have the availability and the accountability to speak that word. And as I did my homework the last couple of weeks, I was amazed at how many times it says the Word of God, the Word of God. And I just want to share a few, not all of them, I just want to share a few of those with you. A little prayer for myself, if you allow me. In Psalms 19, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. I always liked the little story of the little boy that fell into the near empty honey barrel. He fell in, it was almost empty, he fell in, he looked up and he said, Lord, let my tongue be worthy of this task. If you have your Bibles with you, if you want to, hold them up. This is my Bible. I can be what this Bible says I can be. I can do what this Bible says I can do. I can have what this Bible says I can have. Amen? I'm sure you'll all agree with me. Living a godly life in an ungodly world is a hard task today. Not just today, but yesterday, and it's going to be tough tomorrow too. But praise God, we have His Word. We need His Word. And I encourage everyone, use His Word. You know, the prayer isn't a prayer unless it's prayed. The songs we sing, they're not songs until we sing them. We have to speak the words. My scripture lesson here, or my scriptures I want to share with you. I thought it would be easier to write them down than leafing through my Bible, but I'll find them. I don't even know where to start, so I'm just going to start with Genesis. I believe before God spoke, he was a long time in prayer, and as a farmer, I call it ciphering, thinking, studying. He thought a long time before he spoke a word and created the universe. And then he said, we all know the story, I'm not going to recite that one, but and God spoke the word, and it was. And the Word was with God. The Word was God. That was in Genesis. And I have one. I'm going to jump clean over here to Revelation. On the same basis, Revelation 19. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. There's lots of places in the Bible that word Shelah. Think about it. The prophecy, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Every word of God is pure. A lot of words in that Bible. Every one of them is pure and holy and right and uplifting. As we proceed, the power of the tongue, we have that power. It's in us. We can speak it. Embrace it, brothers and sisters. Embrace the word. The word. Every word of God is pure. In Matthew 24, the Lord is quoted as saying, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will no means pass away." Just take a moment. I'm just asking you to bear with me. Just take a moment, ponder on that. Just ponder on that. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. In Psalms 119, your words is settled in the heaven forever. Forever. God is great, and life is short. I don't know how long forever is. I ponder things like that. I'm just asking you to just think about things like this. Forever and forever. They sent that satellite out, I think, way back in 1969, right after I got out of high school, and it's still sending messages back to the earth and pictures. They called it a Sputnik back then. Maybe you remember it, maybe you don't. But just recently, they got some pictures back, and that one scientist said, "I don't believe there's an end to this universe. This thing is still going. It's been going. I don't know how many hundred mile an hour it goes, and it's still going, and it's still going, and it's still sending. It's still receiving." So that's God's word. It's still going. It's still going forever. Forever. That's a long time. Long time. Again, in John 6, Peter's talking to Jesus. Peter talks to Jesus a lot, but in Peter 6:68, Jesus said to Peter, and Peter's answer was, "But Lord, to whom shall we go?" We don't know where to go. "To whom shall we go? You, Lord, you alone have the words of eternal life. We're just here but a short time. Forever is a long time. And that eternity, I don't know about you all, but I'm looking forward to it. And I want to get in practice right now. I want to sing the songs, praise and worship, blow the shofar." And it goes on. There's several scriptures. Deuteronomy 30. Romans 10 and 8. The word, it says, "But the word is near you." The word is very near you. It is in your heart. It is in your mouth. "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." You have to speak the words, brothers and sisters. Speak the word. Be bold. Speak the word. Call on them. Speak the word. Psalms 19. I love this one. I love them all. Somebody asked me the other day, "What's your favorite scripture?" I said, "The one I'm reading." Psalms 19, 105. "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." This world, this journey we're in right now, this life, we're on a journey. We're on a path. That path is narrow. You've heard that story too. Stay the course. Run the race. Speak the word. The word. Isaiah 40, the great prophet Isaiah says in 40 and 6, "All flesh is like grass, and all its loveliness, is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flowers fade away, because the breath of the Lord blows over it. The breath of the Lord. Surely the people are grass. We're here but a short period of time. He compares us to grass. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord stands forever. The word of the Lord stands forever. Luke 11, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. I'm going to just throw a little out there. You can cipher it for what you want to. Blessed is the word of God. Home with that again. Blessed are those who hear the word and keep it. I just want to say, share it. Different people have told me over the years, keep the faith. I always tell them, no, I don't want to keep the faith. I want to share it. That's what we're supposed to do. Share it. Share the word. Speak it out. Here's a tough one back in Matthew. Matthew's telling us in 12, among other things. But I say to you that for every idle word man may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Every idle word. I have an old saying on the farm, let the clutch out on your brain before you let the brake off on your mouth. Every idle word, be careful what you say. Be careful what you say. For by your words, you will be justified. Matthew 37. For by your words, you'll be justified. And by your words, you will be condemned. Speak blessings, brothers and sisters. Blessings, not curse. Just speak blessings. I've discovered over the years, in the last few years, the best thing I can do is just be quiet. Don't have anything good to say. I try to think of something good to say and say it. And if it's just God bless you, well, that's all I have on my mind at that time. I say it. Luke 11, 28. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Did I just repeat that? Well, it was worth repeating. Bear with me. Thank you. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Every word of God is pure. Remember. Words. Grace. Peace. Glory, joy, love. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light, the love, the lion, and the lamb. Through him, we not only have the obligation to speak the word to our brothers and sisters, we have the responsibility. If you hear it, share it. If you share it, embrace it. And be ready. Be ready with the word. In and out of season. Share a short testimony here. Andre and I was at a restaurant here in Roll Valley some time ago, and I get up to pay the bill, and the young lady was standing there, 23, maybe 24, and I said to her, how was your day going? She looked up at me, and I didn't know how to respond at first. She was crying. I never met her. I said, what's wrong, dear? She said, I'm afraid. I said, I hope I'm not putting fear in you. I'm not here to make you afraid. No, no, she said, it's not you. She said, I'm just afraid. I'm afraid of what's going on. She said, the news. I'm just afraid. Lord, give me the words. The only thing that came to my mind was, I asked her, I said, may I touch you? She said, yes. I put my hand on her head. I said, fear not. Fear not, God's in charge. Everything's going to be all right. I said, do you go to church? Do you have a Bible? Yes, I said. She said, I read it. She said, but I don't understand it. She said, I get confused and then I quit reading. I said, fear not. Pray the Holy Spirit will let you understand what you're reading. And I told her, God bless you. I turned around. This is not only speaking to her at that moment, there was two rather large men standing right behind me. I didn't even know they was back until I turned around. I turned around and they were right there. And they just parted. I just said, God bless you. And I walked on out. I didn't look back. I hope one of these days she'll find me or I'll find her again and just encourage her. All she did was say thank you. But my point is, be ready with the word. You never know when it's going to come up. You never know when somebody is going to need an encouraging word. And right now, I need all the encouraging words I can get. An amen. That'll help me out right now. Give me an amen. God bless you, Tammy. I put words to letters. Grace, God's grace. God's resources, always completely efficient. You may not want to remember all that, but I got it wrote down if you want it. Why? Grace, it's God's resources, always completely efficient. God is always completely efficient. Speak to him. Speak to him. He's there. He'll listen. I know he does for me. That's about all I have for God's word. I hope I've encouraged somebody today, helped somebody. Short and sweet. No use of dragging it out. Every word of God is pure. That song we sang, I hope you appreciated that. Oh come all ye faithful. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Andrea prepared a short message, so I'll let her speak her words.
First of all, pray that I can see and remember what I'm supposed to share. Okay, so David, I forgot to ask you ahead of time. I'm going to need your assistance. I've already asked Drake to help, but I need a demonstration in a few minutes, so just come up when I ask, okay? Okay, so, have you ever seen a dog chasing its own tail? Yeah. I think that's where we're at right now. Do you feel like you're that dog chasing the tail, going round circles, you know? I can't wait to see what we do when we finally catch that tail. Okay, but just like that dog who's chasing his tail, you know, this is how we are when we ask God to come, to bless, to heal, to deliver, to prosper us. When in truth, we are seeking something that God has already given us. It's already been given to us. He already, past tense, has done very much. The battle has already been won and done by Christ. He has conquered. So in Romans 8 and 37, and I forgot to write that in here, Dave. Would you read that? Romans 8 and 37. I forgot to write it. Yeah. 8:37. Well, while he's looking for that, you know, we should be fighting to receive the full manifestation of what is already ours in Christ Jesus and not trying to get something from God. We need to fight to keep what has already been given us because the devil is always trying to steal it away. And he thinks if we doubt God and we doubt his word and we quit believing him or we quit going to him, quit praying, and we give up, become disillusioned and despaired and lose hope, that he'll win. Because if we know God's word is pure and perfect, and he wrote every single letter through men to fulfill what he wants done in his children and in his people. Think about that for a minute. Yeah, if you would.
Romans 8 and 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. It was worth just getting you to read that. It was good. Okay. So, if we are believing and totally understanding, comprehending, with no doubt that God has already blessed us, healed us, prospered us, given us joy, given us wisdom, all this, this absolute belief that he's already given it to us will remove the legalistic performance mentality. And we won't have to struggle under the feelings of condemnation and unworthiness anymore. I don't know about you, but how many times have you said, you know, like, oh, Lord, I'm believing, I'm, you know, we're praying for everybody and we're believing for other people. And I can't tell you how many times, I know you guys have heard this. I know God can, I know God will, I know God does. But will he do it for me? You know, and I always think, what have I done wrong? What have I not done right enough of to get him to bless me in the way I feel I need to be blessed? You know, obviously you all know we've been praying for healing and it's like it's been eluding us and we keep asking the question, why are we not being healed? You know, and this is what reading a certain Bible study, this is what the Lord showed me. He has already given it to us. Now, it is a gift. It is a gift. Okay. God's not an Indian giver. When he gives a gift, he doesn't take it back. So where is this gift? Okay. It's a gift and it's not a reward based on a performance or the worthiness or the lack of our worthiness or performance. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. Our problem is somehow we doubt that God would give us something. Okay? We doubt that he already has given us, that he has already supplied. And by fully knowing and understanding that God has already done this, should eliminate that doubt. Okay? If we doubt that he already has given and done and provided, we block the ability to be able to receive the manifestations of what he's already given. And that word, that manifestation word, it just means, you know, come to be by the hands. Mani is hands, fest is come to be, okay? So the question is not, can or will God answer and do for us? Because if we act that way, we become beggars. Beggars of God. And that's not what he wants, us to act like orphans. He is our heavenly Father, the gracious, loving, most generous creature in all the universe. There's none like him. Okay? So if I'm acting like the little boy in Oliver, going, more, please, just a little bit more, please, you know, that insults my father because he's like, here, have this Niagara Falls of what my provision and my love is for you. So I don't want to insult my Abba, my daddy, my papa, okay, because he has already provided. And I love that word. When I studied Latin, that was one of my favorite words. Pro visio. Pro, forward, for, okay, and visio. Okay, we get the word vision, seeing, we see, we understand, we know, okay? He has already seen the end from the beginning, and he knows every person's need. From the very first person, Adam and Eve, that he created, to the last person who will ever live, he has already provided all that every single person needs. Now, okay, in today's economy, you know, like we're running out of gas, we're running out of oil, we're running out of pure water, or so they make us think. God provided. If God created a quadrillion, billion, trillion more people, his resources are still not going to run out because he provided enough for everybody forever to the end of the age. You know, that in itself is overwhelming. So we can't contain the vastness, the generosity, the greatness of our God. He has already provided it. He's already foreseen it and put it in our path. The question is, where did he put it? How does it come to be manifest? Okay, so we have to see the difference between God can bless, heal, deliver, and prosper, which creates doubt, to God has already blessed, delivered, and healed and prospered us. So I'd like to pray this little things to help us understand. And instead of asking him, I have learned a new way. I just thank him. I speak back what he's already said. I'm sorry. Okay. Heavenly Father, you have already supplied this before I ever had this need. I know it's there, so I'm drawing near to you. Thank you for revealing this to me. In the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4:4, whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give shall never thirst, but the water I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You got an everlasting life well inside of you. Did you know that? Okay. So what God has already given is this well of living water on the inside of every born-again believer. And it now becomes up to us to mine out. I love when Pastor was talking the other day about mining the gold, even though I can't stand watching that program. I get it. I mean, you go through great lengths to mine out the greatest values, the gifts that God's already put in us. We need to find a way to mine it out. And that river of living water, that river that flows out of us, right, needs to overflow and bless others. So when we feel ourselves like our well is like a Texas dirt trough drying up, you know, y'all know what a Texas dirt trough is? A Texas dirt trough used to be a pond, but because it's so dry, it just turned into a trough of dirt. It's just a dirt trough. Okay. When we feel like that, when it's so dry, all we got to do is draw near to him, and he restores it. He replenishes. He fills it to overflowing. Okay. We get refreshed, and that well just fills up. a perfect cistern fills and keeps filling and keeps filling. In Psalms 34:1, when I have these dry moments, I remind myself, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be in my mouth. You know, and it talks about drawing near to the Lord. Well, anymore, that's all I want. I just want to be in his presence. I just want to sit with him. I never thought I could do that before. I'm like, people were talking about being in his presence. I'm like, how do you get there? I lost the map. Somebody didn't give me the map, you know. How do I get there? And it's just drawing near to him. And he, remember the song we used to sing, come up higher, my beloved, okay? It's like, just sit down, and you focus on Jesus, and you just sit with him. Next thing you know, your spirit's hearing things, you know? And you just sit in his presence and wait for that voice, that still small voice to give you that nugget, that word. That word. The word gives us the word. You know? Sit like a friend with Jesus and just receive. That's the whole thing. Receiving. We haven't learned how to receive. We have learned how to obey. We've learned how to perform. We've learned how to ask, but we haven't really truly learned how to receive. How many of you were here when Ben was preaching the other night? And one of the first things he told us was, stop. Quit. Quit trying. And just believe and receive. Okay, so remember that. Okay, so I'm going to have Big Dave and Drake come on up for a minute. This is a little demonstration of who we are, okay, as a human being. So you get in the middle. Dave, you're out front. You're the flesh. Dave is the body, the flesh, okay? This Dave is the soul, you know, the mind, the will, and thought, mind, will, emotions, thank you. Okay, so, and if you're a fan of Joyce Myers, you know, the soul always goes, I think, I want, I feel. I think, I want, I feel. I think, I want, I feel. Right? Got that? Okay. So, when flesh is born of flesh, right? So we all know a baby is flesh, okay? But it has a soul. But it doesn't know anything but, I want! Okay. I'm wet. I'm hungry. Okay. I'm alone. So here's our spirit is hidden inside. David. Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
I think I want, I feel. He's hidden inside right now. Okay, he hasn't been born yet. Okay. So, this is the gift. When God in Genesis said, you know, let us make man in our image, right? God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are spirit beings, right? So, this part is a spirit being. And it's inside of us. It's almost like we were taught it was like cocooned in here. So, Dave goes to church and he hears the word, right? So what's going on is his soul's going, I think I need this Jesus. So he says, come into my life, Jesus.
Come into my life, Jesus.
And the Holy Spirit goes, you're born again. And at the same time he does that, he gave the Spirit in us all the gifts that we need. He gave us healing. He gave us provision. He gave us deliverance. He gave us joy. He gave us peace. He gave us wisdom. He gave us everything that is his gift. Right then and there. And then we get baptized in the Spirit, and it gets even bigger, right? Stand up tall. Okay? But he never takes it away. He never takes it away. You want to see what's in there?
Promise book.
It's all the promises of God. So we have it. We've already received it. Thank you so much, gentlemen. You know what? It's yours. It's yours. Thank you so much. In Ephesians, St. Paul has a beautiful opening. And I call St. Paul the greatest New Testament teacher of grace of God. I just love him. And he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, in the English, in the Latin, and the original Greek, guess what? They all mean past tense, has already done it. Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's Ephesians 1:1-3. Okay. So this God who has already blessed, provided, etc., and put this into our born-again spirit, okay, we have to learn how to draw it out of the spiritual realm and bring it into the physical realm. There's the holdup. There's where we lose the hitch here, the continuous flow. So everything God has already done for us has been deposited into our born-again spirit, okay? And it is there where we must draw it out. So how do we draw it out? Unfortunately, Christianity has, and our awesome Sunday school teacher just made this wonderful point again this morning. We have this problem where when we say repent, we don't mean the word repent, which means to turn and go the other way. The church uses it as penitence. I have to, you know, punish myself for doing wrong. That's not repentance. I mean, I can crawl on my knee for a mile. Not on one knee. Probably I'd have to do two. Crawl on two knees to get to a statue to kiss its toe as my penitence, act of penitence. That doesn't work. That's not going to bring out, to manifest the gifts that the Holy Spirit already put into me and make it come out from the spirit realm into the physical realm. Okay, basically, it's truly knowing, touch your knower. This is your knower, okay? You know that you know that you know, right? So what's in here that you know that you know that you know? What's here? In your belly are rivers of living water. And where's that? It's generated from the Holy Spirit who lives within us, right? So, the preacher that I took notes from here has always had this problem about people praying incorrectly. And I'm sorry, David, we've all done this. I just did it too. That we ask the Lord to come when he's already here. And the scripture says, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And the other one that I love is, where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Where is he? Is he just standing in the middle of the prayer circle? He's here. He's here in your spirit. The Holy Spirit, the very same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, lives in us. So, say, good morning. Hello, Holy Spirit. Rise up, Spirit, in me. So when we gather together, okay, stand up. Everybody take a nice big deep breath, stand up. put your hands on your knower, and come on, warm them up. Come on, rise up, Holy Spirit, within us. Manifest your presence to us. Manifest yourself and come. Have your way. See, come together. This is why the assembling of the saints is so important, so that this manifestation of the presence of the Holy Spirit is so important that he can't come and say, okay, you're getting this healing that you needed, and you're getting this memory thing that you need, and you're getting this money thing that you need, right? And you're getting this boyfriend thing that you need. Oh, who did I point that to? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so just tell him thank you for being present. And if you don't realize how present he is, he's closer than your next breath, right? He's present. So when we get together, whoa, we should have a hootin' any time of letting him manifest and letting him have his way. Amen? Okay, have a seat. You know, it's a good thing he's God and I'm not. Because I would, if my kids came to me and kept saying, Mom, I need lunch. It's on the table in front of them. Mom, I need lunch. Easy. Oh, sorry. Mom, I need lunch. I'm hungry. But, I'd be like, shut up, look, it's already in front of you, right? And thank God he's God and so loving and patient. He's just like, I did it. I already gave it to you. You have it inside of you. You're going to have to learn to listen to me so I can tell you, hey, I love you. I already gave it to you. Let's draw it out of you. My spirit's already in you. Let's draw it out. So, thank God he is patient. He just doesn't go, okay, that's enough. I'm walking away. I'm not talking to you. If you can't see, I already gave it to you, right? He's not like that. I am. He's not. Okay, so in 1 Peter 2, 24, it says, God reminds us, and we keep saying, please heal me, please heal me. He said, I already did. And he'll say, by my stripes, you all have already been healed. Okay? And then he reminds us, you know that same power that Christ, that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in you. Now it's your responsibility to receive. Okay? So, and I think if we... I asked Jason if they would play that. I don't know if they will, but how many of you heard that Jeremy Camp song when he was here in concert and he did it? The very same spirit that rose Christ Jesus from the dead lives in us. So when you need, just remember that. That very same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in me. Lives in you, lives in us. Amen. Okay. So rise up, Spirit of God, and manifest yourself. Bring what I need into the physical. Okay. Now, you know, when we do this and the Spirit is activated, the angels listen for the word, and they come and they do the word of God. When we all stood up and rubbed our nose and asked the Holy Spirit to really get together here, there's a warmth, kind of a wave that came down a little bit there. And I thought, oh, this is good. We're just, you know, almost time for ministry there. Get it going. But the angels just felt a great big giant blip on their GPS. Their GPS is, you know, God in our personal space and spirit. They felt that move, that felt that quiver there. So, you know, they're present. The angels are present to activate and do the word of God. So, when we speak and proclaim, The angels are here faster than a wink, and they activate the word. So I'm going to pray. Lord God and Father, your word and your promises. Your promises that all the... your word promises that all... I can't even read my own writing at this time. Holy Spirit, come and fix my eyes. Okay, Father, we thank you for being here, and we believe it, and we want it, your presence, to manifest. We just don't want you just to be here in the spirit realm. We desire you to yield to you, and for you to point you point to that you can we desire to yield to you to the point that you can manifest yourself in healings that we need, in deliverance needed, in joy that is needed, in peace and salvation that is needed, and Holy Spirit baptisms that are needed. We want you to be free to manifest yourself and do whatever it is you want to do. For we believe your promises, we believe your word. The spiritual realm is like where... the atmosphere where the TV and radio waves are all around us. And it really takes no effort to receive hearing on the radio or seeing on the television. All you have to do is walk up to your little instrument, turn it on, and tune it in. If God is the transmitter, and he is forever, all the time, transmitting his love and messages and whatever we need, okay, and speaking to us, if he is transmitting that to and over us all the time, if we don't receive, the problem is on our end. We are the receiver. We have to turn on our receiver, tune it in, and then just let it receive, okay? So, If you have times where you may not feel the Lord's presence, don't worry about that. That's just a feeling. And a lot of those feelings are, you know, influenced by the world and by the enemy. He doesn't want you to know this. Because if you do, you say things boldly to activate the word of God and say, but your word says you will never leave us nor forsake us. And I know you are here. So whatever is causing this problem in my life is not you, Lord. It's me. Show me where I have turned away, shut off my receiver, or didn't fine-tune my receiver to be able to hear and receive from you. Okay, you have already placed this inside of me, and I know that your Holy Spirit is here, and I am believing that all that I need has already been released. God's word is pure and perfect and true, so we can believe without any kind of doubt that God has already done it. He's not the one that blocks it. Sometimes the enemy is, but a lot of times it's us blocking it. So, but if we know more than just agreeing, thinking, mental assenting, saying, yeah, yeah. But if we understand, fully receive, comprehend, know it without doubt, and truly proclaim the reality that God in his word are pure, perfect, and true, and holy, and we aren't, and our words are not, we remember that God has already blessed us with all the blessings, all the spiritual blessings, salvation, healing, deliverance, joy, prosperity, wisdom, revelation, peace. So we ask accordingly as we receive. So I pray Turn your tuners on and receive. Let that Holy Spirit, I hope he touched you and gave you as we asked him to manifest before.